to Magic Crossover presented by Starry. I'm your host, Kendra Douglas, alongside the one and only Markel Fultz. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah. How has this season been for you so far, just traveling? What have you liked most about it?
Just being around my teammates. You know, I think that it's just been super dope to get to know everybody and just be able to be around each other and joke and have fun. And just, you know, have this bonding experience with such a great season that we're having. But at the same time, I kind of get tired of seeing them sometimes. So it's like a, you know, double-edged sword. But that's probably the best thing.
I know. It's like you're with these guys 24-7. So I get that. You know, you've been in Orlando now for some time. And I kind of want to know for you, like, what's it been like living here? Have you found, like, your favorite spots? Have you been able to really just get adjusted to living in Florida?
I'll say so. I think that just been amazing. One, the weather you can't beat. When it's like winter in other places, you know, it's kind of warmer here. But during the summer, it's a lot hotter. I found a few food spots that I like that I rotate through, but you can't beat the weather. So it's nothing better than, you know, beating the weather here. Now when I go to other places that are not really that cold, I think that it's freezing. So it's kind of throwing me off a little bit. But me and my family's love being in Florida, love the fan base here, love the team here. So it's been a great stay.
I do agree. Like whenever we travel to like cold places, it throws me completely off. And I feel like I have to like wear 10 layers.
Yeah. And then just wearing a hoodie.
Right.
Yeah, you got a whole coat on.
Right. And then you come back and you're like sweating. Yep. You're like, I don't know how to react to all this. So a big part of this podcast is to really get to know you guys outside of basketball. So who is Markel Fultz outside of basketball? What are some of the things that you really like to do?
I'm a father first. A great son and brother to my sister and mom. I'm just a laid back, relaxed dude. You know, I just really chill with my kids now that I have two younger ones. And anytime we had a chance to spend time with the team, I try to do that, whether we're playing 2K, playing video games. And that's really it, really. Not too much to me other than that. I try to get workouts in when I can, but I'm really just a family man that likes to spend time around his family and around his teammates.
Speaking of being a dad, how has that changed your perspective of maybe like how you want them to grow up playing sports? Or like, you know, do you think about those things? Do you think about, maybe we should do like, I don't know, soccer or something else? Like, do you
absolutely. Definitely. I'm definitely trying to get them into baseball early.
Okay. You know, that's the real
money maker right there.
Make them left-handy.
You know, but really just trying to push them to have them have the best life that they can have. Really, whatever they want to do, I'm going to try to just support them in it. But it's just funny just seeing both of them, just seeing a little bit of myself and both of them, how crazy they are and how active they are. But I'm going to just change my perspective just on life in general, just seeing, you know, another human being that you're responsible for, that is just happy every day, that's just, you know, has no care in the world other than just living. So it's pretty dope to see.
That's awesome. Now, do you get the opportunity to go back to like the DMV area and like visit your family and friends there? Like, what do you have those opportunities?
Yeah, most of the time it happens in the summer. I always throw my annual camp back in my high school that I grew up in. I try to do a lot of, you know, community things back in the community. This past year, I built a court back home. So as much as I can, I try to go back and support and just, you know, keep my hand on the community and the people there. But my sister stays there, so I'm able to connect through the community through her and my mom as well, who goes back and on my behalf. So as much as I can, I try to take a trip back and just show my support, show my face as much as I can.
You, speaking of the community, I feel like you, this team in general, they do a lot, but you especially, you've done a lot for this Orlando area. Why is it important for you to give back to the community and to continue with your foundation?
I think it's huge just because something my mom raised me. Being a single mom, not really having a lot growing up, we still found a way to always, you know, try to give back, whether that's going to food banks, passing out food to the homeless, you know, in any given way. And it's something that's really grown on me as I've gotten older, you know, and I really feel a sense of joy and excitement and something better about myself when I'm able to help others, whether that's, you know, just showing my face, whether that's giving out food, donating money. So it's been really important to me and my family just to continue to keep that tradition going and teach my kids how to do that as well.
Well, how would you like to see your foundation grow more? What are some of the things that you would love to continue to do?
Continue to reach out to more, you know, groups, whether that's homeless, you know, kids that need extra help, schools, any given way. You know, I'm always looking to expand just to see, you know, people that actually need the help and want the help, you know, so trying to just expand that and just get more people involved in, whether that's teammates, whether that's organization, whether that's sponsors. So just continue to build that and learn more about the community.
Now, one thing I do want to talk about is this team is all about the fashion around here. We see you guys nonstop, all with the drip. How has that impacted your life? Do you feel like, you know, these guys, you got to like keep up with them or like?
For sure. We got a lot of great dressers, you know, P, Paulo, G. So, you know, you got to come to impress, you know, not that you want to feel out the loop, but, you know, these guys come in on the off day, you know, they have something nice on. So it's just a little fun to it. You feel better about yourself. You know, we all take pride in it a little bit. And it's something that's grown on me as well as I've gotten older in the league. You know, being around these guys, being able to see the way they come dressed, kind of, even though I'm young, I feel old sometimes. So they keep me with the new brands that's coming out and stuff like that. So I try to stay on top of it.
And like the shoe game too.
Oh, yeah. That's where I feel like that's where I kind of, that's
like
my love
race
for
bar. Yeah.
I love shoes. So I always try to switch up the shoes. But we got a lot of guys with different styles, different type of, you know, fashion sense. So you'll definitely see something unique almost every day around here.
What's your favorite shoe that you've worn so far this season?
Basketball wise?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't think I wore my favorite one yet.
No?
No. I got something that I'm hopefully bringing off the playoffs.
Okay,
so,
that's you're like waiting. You're like, these are
special
ones.
Yeah, I gotta wait for playoffs, yeah.
Okay. Well, what's a shoe that you've enjoyed wearing this season then?
Enjoyed? Probably my Sabrinas.
Okay.
One, because it's a woman's shoe.
Here
so
we go.
I think that's super dope to have a woman's shoe being worn in the men's side. And it's super comfortable. Kind of reminds me of a Kobe-like, but I've liked her shoe a lot.
Are you following up with like the NCAA tournament and everything?
Yeah, I've been watching. I kind of upset my bracket been broken, but it's all right. We're not going to talk about it too much, but I'm still kind of watching, just, you know, supporting from afar.
Right. I am going for South Carolina for women's side,
yeah.
Even though LSU.
LSU, yeah.
That's
going to be a good matchup again.
Yeah.
Iowa versus LSU.
Yes.
Yeah, that should be
good. It should be a really good one. So we'll see how that goes. So, Markel, if you were not playing basketball, what do you think you would want to do? And you're like, what else would you want to do? Would you play another sport? Did you play another sport growing up?
I played football a little bit to like seventh grade. And then my mom stopped me, which I'm glad she did, because I was kind of like reckless, tackling with my head, had to teach me how to tackle.
Oh my God, you were tackling
with
your head.
Yeah,
those are called concussions.
Yep, exactly. So she kept me away from that. I didn't get to play baseball because I played basketball all year round, but I was more of a BMX type of dude. Like I like riding bikes.
Really?
A little bit. Yeah, that was like one of my secret things that caused a lot of injuries as well, but it was something fun that I did. But my grandma was the one that helped me fund that experience. Anytime I popped the inner tube or needed a new bike, she would give me one and my mom would be mad because we didn't have no space for that in the house. So
yeah.
I kind of milked my grandma for it, but it worked out well. So that's probably one thing I think I would have probably tried to keep going, is the BMX route, just riding bikes, something like that.
Oh my God, Markel Fultz, the professional BMX rider.
Yeah.
I never would have guessed that. I would have said like baseball
or something,
or
yeah,
like football. And overall for you, you know, just being in the league and just seeing everything, how has your experience, you know, grown, and what do you hope for yourself in the future?
It just grows every year. You just realize the business of it. You realize how to maneuver, how to manage your days, how to get in a routine. And it really gets you prepared for life, really, because I think it's kind of similar how it goes with life, where just you have to manage your days, understand that you have to be on a tight schedule. The traveling is brutal. I think that's something that, you know,
a lot of people don't see.
Yeah, you don't really get a chance to see that, but it's something I'm all grateful for. I'm extremely blessed. And I just hope to, in the future, just to continue to play many more years, continue to impact teams, help winning, hopefully get a championship one day.
Yeah.
That's the end goal, win a championship.
That is one thing that surprised me when I got to work with you guys, is the back-to-backs and like how it works traveling wise, and like the fact you get in sometimes at like 3 a.m. and you got to wake up and play at 7. I didn't know those things. Yeah. And so I think that is something different, that, you know, it's an experience.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely different. People don't see that. People don't see the traveling, you get in late, not being able to see your family, all the different factors that go into it. So it's one thing that, you know, we understand, we all have a different appreciation for, you know, as athletes, but I think a lot of people on the outside don't really understand what goes into the preparation and playing a basketball game.
Mm-hmm. Well, Markel, thank you for taking the time and chatting with us. And thank you for watching another episode of Magic Crossover presented by Starry.